The spell of warm weather and sunshine is set to stay largely with us over the May Bank holiday weekend. Temperatures across the country forecast to reach up to the high teens in places. Not as warm as it has been, but still nice. Our reporter Joe Cofield spoke to people in Dublin yesterday about their plans for the weekend and how they intend to make the most of the bank holiday.
We're coming down to Sea Point, tide's in, surf's up, everything's great.
With the long May Bank holiday stretching out in front of us and the good weather promised to last, these people at Sea Point in Dublin are determined to make the most of the sunshine while they can.
We're having a barbecue on the Sunday and that's about it. So.
Are you guys Australian?
Yes.
Is it nice to see a little bit of sunshine in Ireland for once?
Yeah.
I took a picture of the sun, in case I don't see it again.
We're going to be playing with friends and doing clubs and dancing. Yeah. I'll be outside and swimming.
I'm going to go in my sprinkler in the garden.
Are you going to go for a little swim?
Yeah.
Well, I've just finished exams, so very nice feeling. I've been for a swim. Water's lovely, very warm. Might chuck a frisbee on the beach.
Many intend to go for a dip or out in the water this weekend. And CEO of Water Safety Ireland, Joanne Walsh, has this advice for those who do.
First of all, because our lifeguards aren't on at the moment, to go somewhere that's known to be safe. Beware of signage. So look out. If it says current, do not swim, or dangerous area to be swimming, please heed the signs. We also say to people to go in pairs, and also part of your plan, if you are going alone, to make sure that somebody knows where you are and what time you're going to come home at. If you're going walking this bank holiday weekend, we have some beautiful walkways in Ireland. Unfortunately, we know from our statistics that approximately 60% of our accidental drownings happen to people who actually had no intention to go near water. So we say to people, please remember the acronym SAFE. Stay away from the edge. Anyone who's going using any recreational craft, make sure you have your personal flotation device. And also, if you're going out on a boat as well, that you have a means of communication with you.
Of course, there are more ways to enjoy the good weather this weekend than spending it at the seaside.
I am going mountain biking for 2 days on a stag do. So I'm up at the Gap for a day and then go for a barbecue, maybe some pints. Next day, go to Joust, try not to end up in hospital, maybe some more pints.
If it stays good, just maybe go out to a farm with the kids at the weekend, take them down to airfield or something like that. It's always great to kind of be guaranteed the good weather so you can actually make the plans in advance, whereas rather than waiting for the weather to come. So looking forward to a nice weekend now.
And while people are eager to get out and enjoy the sun, registered advanced nurse practitioner Celine Daly-Tarpey has this advice about how to do so safely.
We have a huge problem with skin cancer in Ireland. It's the most common form of cancer in Ireland, with over 13,000 cases diagnosed each and every single year. So we want you to remember to slip on your clothing, cover as much of that skin as possible, slap on your sunscreen, make it a factor of 30 or a 50 and water resistant with a high UVA protection, slap on a wide brim hat, seek shade, especially between the hours of 11 and 3, and slide on those sunglasses.
Well, that was Celine Daly-Tarpey ending that report by Joe Cofield. So lots of people with lots of plans there. But if you're yet to make any plans for the bank holiday weekend, don't worry. There's no shortage of events happening around the country. And our reporter Sheila Nocton is joining us now for a quick look at some of what's going on. So Sheila, tell us.
Yeah, so if you don't want to go to the beach or mountain biking, you can first head up to Breffni County and you're going to experience the unveiling of Ireland's largest drum. So this is called An Rúla Búla Druma and it's at Dromani Spirit Organic Farm in Milltown in Cavan on Sunday. And this is a community event, also importantly a sober event. And the mind behind the event and the drum is Garóid Tevan, and he told me more about the drum itself and what to expect Sunday.
It is a 13 foot wide ceremonial drum, carefully painted with symbols of the old Celtic wheel. And it's really trying to bring communities back together. Everyone will have an opportunity to play it and put an intention for themselves in it. You have lots of events throughout Ireland that have alcohol, and that's fine. Why not have one that doesn't? For me, I'm in recovery. And for me, it's very liberating to celebrate in that environment.
Well, that sounds great. What else then have we got on, Sheila?
So if you want to head a little further north, you can go to the Festival of Fools. That's in Belfast. It marks 20 years of circus and street theatre. So it's going to take place in the city centre and Cathedral Quarter. And we're promised to laugh because there's going to be acrobatics, comedy, juggling, clowning. And that's starting Saturday and running across the weekend. Or you can go to the Midlands and the Sleep Loom Walking Festival. It returns to Offaly. It's actually in its 28th year and it's on from the 3rd to the 5th of May. So that's guided hikes through the Midlands, and there will be an expert who'll have local stories all along the way. So it's a good one for anyone who likes to be outdoors. An interesting one actually in County Clare, and I have really fond memories of these types of events actually as a child, and it's a Viking invasion of Craganowan. So you're going to have Norse warriors, they're going to take over the historic site, and they're going to turn it into a Viking village. So Adrian O'Flynn, Sales and Marketing Manager with Clare Tourism East, she told me more about it.
So it's taking place daily from 11 to 5pm. So we'll have kind of fearsome Norse warriors coming into Craganowan and taking over the historic site and transforming it into a bustling Viking village for the weekend. So you'll have fierce battles between Viking clans. We have a lovely Viking village where you can see, you know, what craftspeople did during Viking times. They'll demonstrate crafts like woodworking, armoury, fibre crafts, moneying, and so on. There'll also be lots of family-friendly activities, Viking-themed games like log-throwing challenges, shield drills and archery. And all information on the event can be found on craganowan.ie.
And Sheila, finally, what about Dublin? What's happening?
Oh, well, there's plenty in Dublin, but one that stands out is a multicultural festival called Connect. It's at Millennium Park in Blanchardstown. It's on Saturday and Sunday, 12 to 6. Performances celebrating cultures from Poland, Slovakia, Nigeria and Ireland, of course, and plenty of food stalls there too, so you won't go hungry. But there's lots to look forward to.
Sheila Nocton, thank you very much. Drums, food, clowns, Vikings. It ticks all the boxes, doesn't it, for the bank holiday weekend?